This meeting is now being recorded.
Good morning, all. This is the 2% review subcommittee of the Budget Advisory Committee. Again, we had no public comment received, and so there's no need for any of that. I will go through the attendees and take roll. Is Judge Earl on the line? Judge Slough?
Present.
Mary Beth Todd?
Present.
Judge Boris? Mike Roddy?
I'm here.
Kim Turner?
Present.
Yeah, who just joined? Someone just joined? No? All right. So we have Judge Boris. Do we have Kurt Sutherland on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. We have Rick Feldstein. Do we have Lucy Fogarty?
Yeah.
Stephen Chang? Patrick Ballard?
Present.
And I think that is everybody. So welcome all. You have received materials and the requests from the court, and I felt like maybe we just, if maybe Patrick wants to just briefly give an overview, and if there's questions, we can have members of the committee pose those questions, and we do have, thankfully, Rick on the line who can respond to the questions directly rather than having Patrick attempt to present. And if in his presentation is anything that Rick thinks that Patrick might have missed, then Rick, please feel free to chime in.
This is Mary Beth, just real quickly for clarification, because Rick is technically on this subcommittee,
right,
but he will not be, my understanding is he will not be participating today as a committee.
Correct. He is
answering questions, right?
Correct. He's there for questions and not a voting member of the group.
Thank you.
So, Patrick, if you could just briefly walk through the request and status of your evaluation.
Okay. The Superior Court of Napa County submitted an application. The final submission was February 2nd, and the application is for supplemental funding for relocation costs due to the significant Napa earthquake on August 24th, 2014, that required the immediate closure of the historic courthouse. Under the current policy of the Judicial Council, request from January 1st through March 15th, there's 25% of the remaining trial court trust fund from the 2% state level reserve that's available for court requests due to unforeseen emergencies or unanticipated expenses. The trial court budget advisory committee's subcommittee reviews these and makes a recommendation to the council. Currently, there's $9.34 million in the state level reserve. The total amount requested by the Superior Court of Napa County is $187,000. The court submitted all the required information of the application, and has identified that they will be projecting a negative fund balance of about $185,000 with this expense, $187,000 relocation expense. Therefore, they qualify for applying for supplemental funding under the current Judicial Council process, which the court must identify that they will be facing a negative fund balance shortfall in the current year, and that it is based on an unanticipated expense, unforeseen emergency, and based on the initial staff review, it appears that the Napa Superior Court qualifies for applying for supplemental funding under the current Judicial Council approved policy.
And did they ask? Let me ask you. Did they ask it for as a loan or as a straight allocation increase? And what's the interaction of the FEMA claim, the Federal Emergency Management Agency claim for disaster funding?
Sure. The request is for a one-time distribution from the 2% state level reserve of $187,000. The court has applied for emergency funding from FEMA and has stated in its application that it will be reimbursing the trial court trust fund if and when FEMA does honor the emergency request for $187,000 and reimburses the court for those expenses. The court would then reimburse the trial court trust fund.
So this is Marcia Sloan. Can I ask a question on that point? And I'm not certain about the timing of the actual need, but does granting this request have any negative impact on the FEMA request?
This is Rick Feldstein. I think I can answer that. No, it does not, and particularly because we are stating that we will reimburse it from the FEMA money, so it still would be an outstanding debt that we would have. And so I don't think they would look at it as we got additional money for this purpose.
Yeah, in my experience from my time at the Department of Finance working on emergency services issues and federally declared disasters, funding needs need to be spent at up front as it is because services need to be provided, repairs need to be made. So notwithstanding the fact that we would be providing the resources to the court, FEMA would still reimburse because that's an eligible claim. Notwithstanding the fact that say we were funding it now, it doesn't mitigate the federal claim for funding.
Thank you.
So this is Mary Beth. I noted that the application actually indicates it's an urgent need loan, but Patrick, I think you said it's a one-time distribution. I'm wondering if it's some sort of a hybrid given the FEMA.
Right.
What are we really looking at here? What are we considering this?
If I could chime in, I think you're right, Mary Beth. It is sort of a hybrid in the sense that we're hoping that it's a loan. We anticipate that we will get reimbursed by FEMA for these costs. We're currently working with Cal OES, who acts as an intermediary between the local agency or the state and FEMA. They seem to have, nobody knows for sure what FEMA will ultimately do, but they're quite optimistic that this fits into the sort of expenses that FEMA typically does reimburse. But it does remain to be seen. I mean, it's not 100%, and, FEMA may come back. We may only get part of it, in which case we would probably have to come back and ask for forgiveness of that, depending upon how funding goes next year. So you're absolutely right. It is a bit of a hybrid. Our hopes is that we will be able to repay it in full, and we think it's quite possible that we will be able to, but it still remains to be seen as to what will happen.
Are there questions about any ongoing costs or any sort of not ongoing but multi-year costs associated with the? Because I think there's some facilities that might be in there for a while.
So this is Kim Turner. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Kim. Go ahead.
So I did have just one question, which probably is directed at Rick. So, Rick, I was looking at your revenue and expenditure projections. It's page 5 of your application. And I noticed that there is a very significant increase in professional services line item, and I was just wondering what that is, because it's more than 100% greater than it was last year.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And the reason that it's so much larger than prior years is this year we're in the process of implementing the Tyler system. And this fiscal year we'll be going up for all non-criminal, non-traffic case types. and all of the costs related to that are on that particular line item, which is kind of more or less a one-time sort of thing, and it's
okay.
being funded through money that was encumbered last year.
Okay, great. Thank you. I thought it was related to that, but I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't also earthquake-related in some way and was in your budget.
I don't recall there being any earthquake in professional costs and professional services, so I think
okay.
I think that's absolutely correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So this is Mary Beth. Rick, I just had a question with respect to the cost sheet. I think that's the last page of the request. And I just, it appears to me you're only requesting the funding for this year.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't quite sure the juvenile court connectivity and security expansion, that very first
right.
box there, and it talks about additional network bandwidth. And if you could just kind
mm-hmm.
of explain what that was and how it was related to the earthquake, that would be helpful.
You bet. So we have a juvenile facility that's located a couple of miles from our central courthouses. And we in the past, we've only heard juvenile calendars, particularly when they're in custody, because it's adjacent to juvenile hall there. And because of the earthquake, we lost four courtrooms. We have established two temporary courtrooms to offset, you know, half of the loss. But the other remaining loss is being absorbed out at juvenile court, where we're now hearing calendars other than just juvenile matters that are in custody. And because in the past we've just heard very limited matters out there, we were able to limp by with kind of an infrared connection that was extremely slow. But it worked okay for kind of one-off hearings and that sort of thing, where there was not a lot of exchange of data between the courtroom and our main servers downtown here. But because we have to now hear expanded family law calendars, small claims calendars, civil matters out there, we've had to upgrade that connection to make it more workable for us from a case management technological point of view. So, and that required working with AT&T to establish a new internet connection out there, some rewiring, and some what's called an Optiman. I don't have the technical expertise to explain that, what that is, but it allows greater data flow between the two facilities. So it is directly related to the earthquake.
Okay. And when do you expect that you'll no longer be needing that facility, or is there any plan to stop using it in that expanded capacity?
Well,
we
will be using it throughout the reconstruction of the historic courthouse, and that would be a minimum of 2 years.
Okay.
Then things hopefully will be back to normal.
Right.
Are there any further questions of staff or the court before we move on to consideration of it?
So this is Marcia Slough, and I don't have any further questions or comments. I think that it clearly, from my perspective, falls within the purpose of this subgroup. It clearly was unexpected and emergent, and I would make a motion to approve it.
This is Kim Turner. I'd second.
All right. Of the four of you here that are eligible to vote, we have Judge Slough, Mary Beth, Mike Roddy, and Kim Turner. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Very good. Well, it looks like we have an approved motion to approve the request. Patrick is going to finish up the report. We will have to transmit it to E&P as a draft immediately so they can get this agendized. But note that there'll be a process in which the report will be reviewed by the court. So we'll be sending it to Rick for his review and any comments. But so we will ask, and we'll send it to this group as well, that if you do have any edits that we get them quickly. We'd need them by tomorrow morning. So Patrick, I think, is going to be expecting to send the report out by the end of the day, hopefully, so folks can take a look at it and we can get it around so we can get it on the council meeting for this February.
Great.
So does that work for everybody?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
I'd just like to say thank you to the committee for their understanding of the situation. We do very much appreciate it.
Hey, Rick, just don't let it happen again, okay?
I'm working on that, but that's a pretty tall order.
This is a one-off, okay?
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great
Bye-bye.
Morning. All right.
Bye.
Bye.